From newsounds.org, this is a remote performance in our soundcheck series of live music and interviews. I'm John Schaefer, and today we take you to Germany to meet the duo called Grand Brothers, which is a fun name for a duo comprised of pianist Errol Sarp and producer-engineer Lucas Vogel. Every sound that you are hearing right now originally came from a grand piano, and the two of them have developed ways of working together over the course of three albums that allow them to create a very distinctive mix of electronic dance music and American minimalism. We'll get a chance to hear a set of live performances by Grand Brothers, including a couple of pieces from their brand new record called All the Unknown. But this first piece is an earlier work from Grand Brothers. It's called Ezra Was Right. That piece is called Ezra Was Right, live performance by the duo known as Grand Brothers, which is Errol Sarp at the piano and Lucas Vogel doing all of the production. And guys, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for having us.
Lucas, for people who are watching the videos, we can see what the two of you have just done with Ezra Was Right without actually understanding what it is that we're seeing. So talk us through the process of how the two of you as Grand Brothers make a piece of music like that.
The two of us, Errol is playing the piano at a kind of a normal way, and I'm on my computer and my controllers and controlling kind of a machine we built by our own, and we put it on the piano, and there are these little hammers. They hit the piano everywhere. And so I can kind of play the piano like a drum machine or in an electronic way. And I program some patterns, and they hit the strings from above and mm-hmm. play this kind of like a cembalo kind of sound, and also hit the
harpsichord
wooden part.
Sound, yeah.
Harpsichord, sorry. Yeah,
yeah. Cembalo, harpsichord, yeah.
And what I'm doing as well is like recording everything with a microphone, and just using the sound to manipulate it and cut it in pieces and reverse it and kind of live sampling it and play it back. And so that's my part. And so this really original original way we make music was really to play together at this grand piano, which was like the only sound source we use, mm-hmm. and improvising and playing together. Yeah.
So Errol, it sounds like Lucas has a very complex part, and it sounds like you have a very simple job, just play the piano. But if there's a machine inside that same piano and it's also striking the strings while you're playing the instrument, that's got to be a very disconcerting experience. It must have taken you a long time to get used to that.
It was kind of strange in the beginning because we had this idea of having this element or this machine within the piano, and we had some ideas about how it could sound and how it could maybe affect my playing. But when we did it for the first time, it was like revelation, because the sound that it creates in combination with what I'm playing there is as Lucas said, it's like a harpsichord player is playing with a pianist together, but we are using the same instrument at the same time. And of course it somehow it does something with my playing, because if possible I try not to play the same notes, because there's like this very slim possibility if I hit this exact note and Lucas Hammer hits the note at the same time, they might even each other out, or it gets very sharp or something like this. So sometimes I'm trying to avoid this, but sometimes I'm also using this as an effect. So sometimes notes really stand out and are really have this really metal sound, and yeah. It's a cool thing to be able to play with that.
All right. Now, Lucas, Ezra Was Right is an older piece, and that's the way you used to work. With this new record called All the Unknown, is there a new way of working? Have you modified the process?
Yes, exactly. For the second album, Ezra Was Right was a piece from the first album. For the second album, we kind of stayed by this principle of really playing all sounds in the moment and playing it together, but adding some effects. But for the third album, the latest one, also because Errol moved to another city, we started to think about a different process where we also recorded some stuff and send it back and forth, and kind of started to producing and to layer sounds, and that's what we did for the third album. But we still had every sound originally had to come from a grand piano, so this was the thing we stick to.
So there is a very strong element, as there has been all along, of dance music. A lot of the pieces start slowly and they build up to this great kind of club sounding crescendo of rhythm and pulse. Are you saying that even those percussion elements are originally from the piano?
Yeah, exactly. We had this on the first two records as well, but now with this record we wanted to even go more into like this, as you described, like electronic kind of dance music. And Lucas already explained, like the whole concept is only using sounds from the grand piano. So every bass drum or every snare drum or every hi-hat kind of sound you hear is it has its origin within the instrument. Sometimes they're heavily processed, so it doesn't sometimes it doesn't really sound like the original sound, but it like the origin still comes from the piano.
Okay, just so that everyone understands what we're about to hear, that everything in this piece started with this instrument, with the grand piano. Now this is a piece from the new record, All the Unknown. It's called What We See. Let's hear another live performance from the duo called Grand Brothers.
Thank you.
What We See is the name of that piece. Live performance by Errol Sarp on piano, Lucas Vogel, the producer. Lucas, you said you actually, the two of you actually built the little machines that you use to program and process the sound, right?
Exactly. Like, it was one of the first thing we did for this project. We came up with this idea of these hammers, and I wasn't really aware that this principle is kind of a standard, like in the industry. You can buy them like for door locks or something. But I didn't know them, so I just started to think about how it could work, how I can move something to knock somewhere, and I came up like with electromagnets and stuff, and I even like spin the coil by my own with a knitting machine, kind of like crazy thing. I had too much time in like during my study, and but it was really fun to do because I really love to build stuff, and afterwards I saw these industrial things, but they're not really exactly like what we built, because we built it just in the right size and everything.
Sure.
For how we wanted it. It was just a really satisfying thing to do.
The group is called Grand Brothers, and the new album's called All the Unknown. We just heard a piece called What We See, and again, for folks who are watching the videos, Errol, what we see is you at the piano and Lucas handling all the electronics and the machinery. How has the writing process changed with this new record, with the two of you in different cities?
Yeah, it opened up a lot of possibilities that we didn't use before. So when we were composing for the first two records, we just had like to find a date where we could meet each other, and it was like we always had to be together. This was one thing, and the other thing was it was now possible for me to act as if I were like four or five persons, because sometimes it sounds like there's three or four pianists playing,
right?
And in the end it's just me, but recorded and then layered together.
And the piano parts, you know, we've talked about dance music as a source of inspiration, but what about, you know, American minimalism, Steve Reich, Philip Glass? It seems like there are echoes of that in some of your playing.
Yes, definitely. Like, especially Steve Reich was a huge influence for both of us. I'm not sure when we discovered his piece, Music for 18 Musicians. I think it was like 10 years ago or something. It was completely like really inspiring for me to. The first thing was like I was really struck by the thing that minimal music that sometimes just had these small patterns that like continue for over minutes still can contain a lot of emotion. You know, within these repetitions, there are always like very detailed things changing. And when another instrument sets in, or another instrument plays a bass or a melody on top of that, it's like really, you can lose yourself in that sort of music. And I really, really love that.
Yeah. Errol, I see a guitar in the background there. So I guess the piano is not your only instrument, right?
No, it's my main instrument, but I try to, I'm not sure when I started, I think when I was 15 or 16, when I had my sort of heavy metal phase, I started playing the guitar and the drums. And I can say that it still like helps me as a musician to not only see things from a pianist's point of view, but sometimes I try to think as a guitarist, or I try to come up with a riff, sometimes even on the guitar, and then try to translate it to the piano. And that's also can be really helpful.
Yeah. Doesn't always work, though, because the guitar is a very different instrument. You know, it wants to go certain directions.
No. Sometimes it's just bad.
Lucas, what about you? I mean, you're clearly mechanically inclined. I assume you have some sort of engineering background, since you can actually coil your own motors. What kind of musical background do you have?
I also played the piano. In fact, we also went to the same university and had the same piano teacher.
Yeah.
But like there were always this like big difference in like playing skills. So like my skills weren't that good. So I wouldn't really say I'm a kind of an instrumentalist. So I see myself more as a like electronic musician, where I use controllers and faders to manipulate sound and perform.
Mm-hmm.
But I also like I started now to also play some things on a MIDI keyboard also live for new songs, because this new production technique opened up for playing some kind of self-made software instruments where we used the sounds of the piano to make a kind of a software instrument, like a sample instrument. So I can play it with a MIDI keyboard. So I do that because it's fun to do, but you don't have to be that much skilled in the skills. But still, I like to play piano as well. So yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting because the first two records, where as the two of you mentioned, you had a very restricted way; everything had to be in the moment from the piano. Now, that sounds to me like you could play that music live, and you could really recreate the album in a live setting because that's how you made it. With this new record and this new way of working, I realize you haven't had a chance to do this live yet, but have you made plans for how to play this music on stage?
Hmm. Yeah, it wasn't so obvious then for the first two albums because, as you said, they were kind of made as a live performance, and also in the studio we just went there and played it and recorded it. Yeah, and like I now have like all the possibilities to decide what I'm going to play live, and I think it's still the thing I like the most is to play all the effects live. So this was also in the scenario from the first two albums. The thing I did mainly, I didn't play the hammers on a MIDI keyboard live, you know, like it could also do it, but it just doesn't make that much sense. So I was going to program the patterns from the hammers, and the computer just like played it back.
Mm-hmm.
And I was more in the live moment. I was more the guy then who played with the effects over this kind of live sampling stuff, because there you have a lot of possibilities to express yourself.
Right. So with this performance we're about to hear of the title track of the new record, All the Unknown, Errol, you've had to make a decision about which of the piano parts you're going to play.
Mm-hmm.
And Lucas, you also have a decision to make about what's going to be programmed and what you're going to do in the moment. Is that, am I understanding, is that how it works now?
Yes, exactly. Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Way, yeah.
All the Unknown is the latest record from the duo Grand Brothers, Lucas Vogel and Errol Sarp joining me. And here's their performance of the title track from this new album. Thank you. That's called All the Unknown. It is the title track of the third and latest record by the duo Grand Brothers. Errol Sarp at piano, Lucas Vogel behind the mixer, the machinery there. The Grand Brothers joining me for this soundcheck session. And, you know, under normal circumstances, we would be doing this in our studio in Lower Manhattan, our WNYC studios, where we have a grand piano. If we were doing that, Lucas, what would you be walking into the studio with?
Yeah, yeah. It's funny because, like, it's just like today I went to a guy who will do some proper wheels on my, like, a new case I bought, where in one part all the machines are already laying there and the cables are already in place and everything is set up. I just put it on the table, open it, and I'm kind of ready to go. Mm. The grand piano we have to like kind of set up every time,
right?
For sure. But that this kind of setting is kind of new, and this is a new case, and that's what I did today. I went to a guy to make some wheels on it because it's really heavy. I think it's kind of 40 kilo or something.
And wow, it's about 90 pounds for American listeners. So it occurs to me the two of you, this group started in Düsseldorf, right?
Yes.
So the two of you must know Volker Bertelmann, who records as Hauschka.
Yes, for sure, we do.
Because as Lucas, as you're describing what you would need to do to the piano when you come in, that's what Volker has done to our piano when he has come into the studio. You know, you have to open the piano, you have to put the bar or the machinery or the screws on the strings inside, all of the different... So basically... although it's very different from what John Cage did almost 100 years ago, it's kind of an extension of the prepared piano tradition, right? What the two of you are doing.
Yeah, exactly. Like John Cage especially was was some sort of mentor for us because if you compare his music to our music, you won't find that much similarities. We have noticed that a lot of times that people were kind of disappointed when they heard that we have this John Cage kind of approach, and they said like, oh no, this doesn't have to do anything with John Cage. But for us, it's about like the approach of making or creating and playing and composing music. So he's like that. I think he was one of the first, or if not the first guy, who would like actually put something inside the piano which could break it. And I'm sure that he might have broken a lot of pianos. And this is, we like this, like kind of, yeah, it's almost like some sort of playable approach, like not doing things the way they're done for over 300 or 200 years, but always finding something new, or always finding a new thing to inspire you. And this is like what we have in common with him. This is what we learned from him, like to not use old ways, but, or not be afraid of new ways.
Well, and now there's a new way of the two of you working together, represented on this new record called All the Unknown. The duo is Grand Brothers, Lucas Vogel, Errol Sarp. Great to have the two of you with us today. Thank you so much, and congratulations on the new record.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having us.
Watch the videos for these live performances the Grand Brothers have given us. Fascinating stuff. They're on our YouTube channel or right here on our website, newsounds.org. As always, my thanks to our video editor, David McLean, producer Karen Havlick, and our technical director, Irene Trudell. I'm John Schaefer.